You're about to experience Filling the Air with Words, where two award-winning broadcast journalists with a combined 72 years of experience talk about their personal truths, growing older in a world too busy to care, and the occasional unexpected release of sounds which are not permitted on the radio or polite society. Here are your congenial and getting older by the minute hosts, Jane Shannon and Robert Parrish.
I was looking at Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, the sweetest thing, a girlfriend of mine who I used to work with at the other place I used to work for years, she is now with CBS News in New York.
Uh-huh.
And she's about 10 years younger than I am. And she has two sons and a husband and everything. And they've been separated all this time.
Uh-huh.
And it's been really hard, but they just arrived there yesterday.
Aw.
I was looking. It was so sweet because she's just a lovely, lovely girl and just loves her family. And it's been really hard on them, you know?
Yeah.
But they're making this incredible change, you know, in all of their lives. But I was just looking at a couple of pictures of her and her boys there together after, you know, 3 or 4 months.
Nice.
It was pretty sweet, actually.
That's a really, really sweet story. And I want to hear more about it.
Oh, no. You know, that would be so hard. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I just love this girl, this particular person, because she put up with a lot of crap in a very toxic environment. And a toxic environment I shared with her for 10 of my 16 years there. Not knowing even how toxic it truly was, yes. You know, until once you leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. She always kept a really good spirit, you know, an attitude, and does beautiful, beautiful work. Has a real knack for storytelling and finding a good story, and then the skills to produce it beautifully. She's won numerous Murrow Awards and on and on and on. And never got any credit for it at that toxic environment. In fact, was made fun of often.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, from certain people. Yeah. And you know what that's all about. You know, at the end of the day, it's they're just, you know, the whole jealousy thing. She was treated pretty badly. And it was just such a wonderful thing when she just, out of the blue, gave her 2 weeks' notice and said she's going to the network. You know, it was sort of like, here you go, bye-bye. And they were stunned and shocked, and that person they made fun of, well, you know, was good enough for the national network, but apparently not good enough for them in their little tiny toxic pea brains. So I love her story.
Right.
And I just love her.
That's, you know, great.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of really excited for her that her family's finally there. I mean, my God, they're moving from a house they just remodeled.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
They haven't even lived it. You didn't even get a chance to live in this remodeled home.
Right.
And now they're, you know, they're crowding into an apartment on the Upper West Side. And it's going to be, you know, crazy. It's a complete sea change. But it'll be good.
That's great. You know, I've always enjoyed that part of our business. Hello.
I'm sorry.
Are you sick?
I'm really sick.
Oh, well.
I know. I'm just so whiny. I apologize.
Here, I'll see if I can join you.
No, don't do that. I'm not doing that. I'm just coughing. God.
How about this? This is one of my...
No.
All right.
No more fart sounds and stuff.
Did the last...
No, I mean, just like not right this minute. That's not... You know, we're supposed to just talk.
Right. We're not...
And all we do is fart.
We're not filling the air with fart sounds. We're,
no.
Or sputum or mucus. We're filling the air with words.
We have conversations on the phone.
Yes.
You know, we just talk. We don't have fart sounds.
Right.
Yeah. So we should just have our phone conversations here.
Okay. All right.
Don't you think?
Not necessarily, but I'm happy to do it.
You could totally use fart sounds. You can do whatever you want, but... Well, never mind.
I like it, though. I like where we're going with this.
It came off bitchy. I don't mean to be bitchy.
It came off like the member? Remember when you said you used the term that is in that title of that film that has the word taming in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shrewish.
Yeah.
But that didn't sound shrewish.
Well, no, I mean...
You sound like a...
Actually, it's a little shrewish, and I... I don't mean to be. I just think we should just, you know, when we talk on the phone, it's just natural.
Right.
I think we just need to be natural.
You've been listening to Filling the Air with Words. Find us on Facebook, SoundCloud, and Twitter. Dedicated to the life and memory of our friend Jane Shannon.
Everything looks okay on this end.